30 News.
You guys broke up Daft Punk. They heard that apparently you guys think we sound funny. And they could not handle that.
The first casualty of the Hang Zone curse.
The Hang Zone curse has broken up a 3-decade-long partnership that resulted in possibly the most successful electronic dance music career ever, broken up by the Hang Zone.
What are we going to do?
I'm probably going to go listen to some old Daft Punk today. What are you going to do about that?
Probably just sit here.
Okay. Well, you know that things are going poorly in your area or your state when all of the national news is about you. I think I've put forth the idea that there was a moment in time, it was about 2 years, where it felt like DFW was dominating the national headlines, or North Texas. We had the Waco biker shooting. We had the Draw the Prophet Muhammad contest that became hot news for a little while. We had the trans wrestler that was big-time national news.
Clock Boy.
Ebola.
Clock Boy, Ebola.
That's right. We had Nina Pham.
That's right. And Bentley. Don't forget.
Call me Nina.
And of course now, the situations with the storm and the loss of utilities for a lot of people in our state. And there were a couple of articles written by national publications this week that zeroed in on the extremely high electric bills that are due for a lot of people in our state.
Oh, yeah. I saw some stuff about this.
So a couple of different people here. An article on Fox 4's, or actually this is Fox 32 Chicago's website. It's about a guy who had to pay a $17,000 bill. The New York Times has an article about a 63-year-old Army veteran who lives on Social Security. He got hit with a $16,752 electric bill, had to nearly empty out his life savings to pay that off.
Yeah, I heard... So it has something to do with, it's kind of like premium pricing for games or something, right? The Uber
surge, yes.
Yeah,
if
there's big demand, it's going to cost a lot.
Yeah.
And if there's very little demand, because everybody's got electric, then it'll cost very little. And usually that's the case.
Yes.
So usually you're getting the most amount of savings that you could get. But I thought I saw one person who saw the way this was flowing, because they have automatic draft set up or whatever, and turned off their electricity for the weekend, or for the week. So they did sit there in the cold, even though they had access to it, but they knew, I can't afford to keep it on.
That's
I don't know
genius.
If you saw that story. But
no.
That's someone who got around it. But that's still not a happy story.
No, certainly not. And as you said, a lot of times it is you're going to pay less with the variable rate. But, you know, I guess it really the devil's in the details of how much is it actually being explained to you in the fine print. This is how we end up with the South Park episode of the iTunes user agreement agreeing to be a part of the human centipede.
Yeah, you're not reading. So you're reading. So, wait, you're saying if a once-in-a-lifetime weather event happens? Although, like I said before, last week did not seem once-in-a-lifetime to me. It felt like that could be pretty common.
Yeah,
that the whole state gets 5 days of really cold temperatures.
The whole state, though, if you're talking, I mean, El Paso down to the valley, all the way up to the Panhandle and east, and everywhere in between is getting sub-zero or sub-freezing temperature, single digit
yeah,
temps.
That's never happened in my lifetime.
Yeah, that's going to do what it did, fry the grid.
Okay.
Gritty, for their part, one of these companies did actually ask customers, about 29,000 people, to switch to another provider as the storm started to arrive, but many people were unable to do so because...
Yeah, how do you do that on a dime?
I don't know, but they did put it out.
So we did that.
You did?
Mm-hmm, because I had Gritty. And it's wholesale, so they give you the wholesale price of what they're paying to get it from the grid or whatever. And it had been really affordable all year long, and then we got a phone call. They just left a message saying, hey, this is coming up. Switch if you can. And we switched, like, that night.
How do you do that? Is that easy?
Yeah, it's easy. You just go to whatever electric provider you want to switch to and sign up, and it worked. There was one day in between that it wasn't switched yet, and we got a very high charge for that one day. But I know that...
What was that?
Like, how much? I think it was almost like $500.
Jeez.
Yeah, but...
For a day.
I know there's stuff going on. Like, I know that Clay Jenkins was even working on something to... get a bill passed to where people can get refunded for that, and that's probably where you're going, Jake.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's other people, representatives, who are just trying to figure out, you know, is there anything predatory about this? And if not, then let's just make sure that everybody totally understands. Like, maybe we could put a cap on it at some point, on what you have to pay out. I think a representative from Fort Worth is trying to do something about this as well. So It's a tough spot, man. I mean,
this is the mindset, though, of always trying to get the absolute cheapest thing all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Gary used to be like that. He would have a different satellite provider every time I went to his house, and I'd go there every couple months. But his 3-month trial would run out, and he would get on DirecTV.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dish Network offered something, so he would switch all the time. And to me, I'm like, isn't it worth paying a little more just for the not having to go through this beating all the time? But it was his game of life. That's what he enjoyed in life.
Right.
Getting the absolute best deal, you know, negotiating with a car dealer or talking a guy down on a house price. That was his game. Whereas maybe that's a new generation type thing. That's not our game as much.
Yeah, my dad, obviously, as we know, is sort of in that lane. But
likes
then the flip side
haggle.
Of that is whenever he needs to buy something, he feels as if he has banked a lot of...
He's earned the ability to buy something of high quality?
Exactly.
Okay.
So when it's time to get, you know, anything done at the house, it's like, look, I mean, all those free sodas,
nice car,
they've added up. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then quickly here, I'm sure by now you've all seen the photos of the plane falling apart just after, shortly after takeoff from Denver, and the images of the engine on fire from a passenger's phone.
I haven't seen any of this.
Dude,
tell
really?
Me. Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, this is what it looks like. That's out of somebody's window. The engine is smoldering.
You're on the plane taking that picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's videos of it, and then on top of that, what you got was the plane started to, you know, the engine is falling apart, and they're over residential neighborhoods. So you start seeing stuff like this.
Like Breaking Bad?
Exactly like that. Yeah, it just started to complete. Look at the size of some of this metal and how close that is to houses.
Wow.
Yeah. And no one was injured. But, I mean, it's all over this neighborhood. And you got to figure, as fast as that plane is moving, if there's a snap of a finger difference in when that detached, as far as how high that is up there and how fast
a mile
that's
away,
you probably wouldn't be so lucky.
You go on the moon?
Nobody have their house crushed. But yeah, it's a harrowing story because a bunch of the people, the passengers, I think about 240, have spoken to the media. And the one that stuck with me was a husband and wife who said that they moved their wallets, like they would normally put their wallet in the...
their Bitcoin wallet?
No, their wallet... moved it from like the back of the seat or from their backpack and put it in their pocket because that's how certain they were, like, we're all about to die, and I want to be able to be identified.
Oh my gosh.
And they said people were praying and screaming, and like, you know, it
was there
people,
any sex happening?
You know, that's a fair question. Probably not, because you weren't on the plane. Because
it's,
I know,
just
that's
what
always been your...
I just remember before ever having sex and I highly overrated it. You know, you're just thinking about someday doing it. And I just remember traveling to Texas, getting some air turbulence and thinking,
you Barney?
Wonder if there's a girl on here that would have sex with me if we were going down.
I don't want to die a virgin.
Yeah. That's what I thought when they had a nuclear war movie, made for TV movie when I was growing up too. I think called The Day After.
Yeah.
But I just remember always thinking that, I wonder if so-and-so at school would have sex with me if there was a bomb on the way. Because she's probably not had sex either.
And at this point, like,
and if it was
she'll
just me and her,
yeah. Sure.
I'm a nuclear bomb on the way hot.
smoldering engine as everyone else is praying hot. But yeah, it's just one of those things you take for granted because it doesn't happen that often. But I could see myself having a late career, late in life, Junior Miller type aversion to flying. Because I think the last, maybe it's just when you have a kid and you're, they have an orphan. I think every time I fly now, at starting from like, this is awesome and I'm not worried about it at all, for about the past 7 to 10 years, every time I'm incrementally more like, I don't like this.
Do you feel better?
I don't like anything about this at all.
I feel better when we're on the STARS plane. Because I think they're trying extra hard to not crash that plane.
That's the most scared I've ever been in my life.
That was a rough one. That was a really, really rough one.
At least you're comfier.
You're comfier, but the flip side of this is...
But I think they're trying harder.
They may be trying harder, but they're also flying in conditions that commercial planes would not fly in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got to stay on time.
I don't like this topic.
Dude, I remember... I know the exact flight you're talking about, Blake. And I was... That's the scaredest I've ever been... for sure on a plane and maybe in my life. I don't know if you remember that one. It was a super, super late at night. It was icy. The plane was just up and down and up and down and up and down.
You're coming out of your seat.
Yeah.
And the guys are still playing cards.
Yeah, they've got a few stories like that.
And then, of course, also ratio-wise and how hot everyone on that plane is, no one's having sex with us. With Nuka 3. That's no option.
No, maybe Josh.
Maybe Josh, yeah. Maybe Jay. Hey, you know, I call the goals. All right, that's the 130 news.
No, I mean, maybe he'll have sex with us.
Oh, okay.
At
that point.
I don't think Josh is...
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we have a sports sesh, including this viral video of Cam Newton getting dunked on by a child.